Well, good morning. This is Jump in Tucson, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And my goodness, it's festival week. The Tucson Jazz Festival is scheduled to begin on Friday. And the excitement, I have to tell you, the Tucson Jazz Festival office is in my same office building. And they've been having all the sponsors and all the partners come into the office and get their T-shirts and get their hat. And you'll see exactly I have on, if we had a video camera, I have the official Tucson Jazz Festival shirt on, as well as the official Tucson Jazz Festival hat. Now, these are going to be on sale, I think, at almost all of the venues that are hosting a musical experience. Starts on Friday and goes all the way through the 25th. And I have the program in front of me, but, you know, you don't need the program in front of you. There is a new Tucson Jazz Festival app. And you just have to, if you go on Google and search TJF, Tucson Jazz Festival 2025, and you can download the app. And this has, it has all the information that you need. If you were looking at this flyer and pamphlet that I have in front of me, the number of music that's going to take place from Friday the 17th all the way through Saturday, January 25th, it's just remarkable. I mean, it is nonstop jazz throughout the community. And this is clearly a community-wide event. Tucson's very much known for its community festivals. We just completed the Arizona Bowl, and I was there helping out in the and we have to say the Snoop Dogg was everywhere. We got to hear a couple of his songs performed by the two bands, and just amazing. And of course, Tucson Meet Yourself and the Mariachi Festival. These are all wonderful community events. And I have to tell you, if you look at the app, if you download it, or if you get across one of the flyers or go to TucsonJazzFestival.org, you're going to be able to see the entire lineup. The one I'm excited about is the one in Corbett's on the 20th. And that's going to be an absolutely exciting event that's going. It's called the Downtown Jazz Festival, and it's at Corbett's. And they're going to have two stages. So they call it the main stage, and they call it the Corbett stage. And I'm looking at, I'm looking at, looks like eight, maybe nine different groups that are going to be there. The headliner, of course, is the New Breed Brass Band, and they're going to perform at 4:30 on the main stage. But I have to tell you, this festival here, this particular one is free. Okay, now a lot of the concerts being held at the theaters throughout the community, there is a fee to pay. Okay, but this particular one is free to the public, and boy, you're going to have to come early because it starts at 11 o'clock and goes all the way through to when the New Breed Bass Band performs at 4:30. So 11 a.m. to, I don't know how long Breed Bass Band's going to perform, but I would say well into the early evening. And, of course, there's going to be some food there, food and drinks from Corbett's and local food trucks. And it's sponsored by Rio Nuevo, of course, and Visit Tucson, and many other folks are helping put this festival on. It's important, to understand that this is a community event. I'm looking on the back of their pamphlet that they gave me, and There must be 50 community partners here that are making sure that this festival comes off, and the talent that we have here is second to none. Now, I used to live in New Orleans, and we had a jazz festival and with multiple stages, and it's an international festival. But I have to tell you that, you know, compared to that one, I'm looking at the number of folks that are performing here, and this is well on its way. It's the 11th annual festival, and we're really enjoying talking about it today, because I think it's important that we let our listeners know how rich we are to have and honored we are to have these famous jazz musicians coming to our community and performing. And some of the theaters that they're in, the Century Room, of course, we know that at Hotel Congress, and we have the Rialto Theater and the Fox Theater, and Hotel Congress, the Plaza Stage, of course, you know, that's outdoors there. And just a number of other, Arizona Theater Company has a nice cabaret. If you didn't know that, right before you go in the Arizona Theater, they have a nice a lounge area, and there's going to be a jazz performance in there. So we are going to be able to, enjoy jazz from the 17th to the 25th. Now, this is an annual event. Last year, they celebrated their 10th anniversary. Many of the shows were sold out. And if you go online, you're going to notice maybe five or six are sold out. And as you know, Tucson is kind of a last-minute city. I wouldn't wait. If you see somebody that on the website or on the app that's not sold out, I would book those tickets today, because there are tourists that are coming into town and staying with us at sponsorship hotels at HSL or some of the other wonderful hotels that are and resorts that are located here in Tucson. And they're going to make a week experience. And coming up on our second segment, one of the things that keeps driving people coming to Tucson is our food. We're looking forward very much to it. Person that's coming on is Jonathan Mabry. He is the executive director of the Tucson City of Gastronomy. And we've been really enjoying this honor from the Creative Cities United Nations designation for many years now. And our food, our culinary experiences, our use of local food ingredients has all been highlighted with the Tucson City of Gastronomy organization. And we're going to have the pleasure of having Jonathan here to talk a little bit about the gastronomy and why Tucson is really a big buzz now about our culinary experiences and how our tourism has grown because of it. Our restaurants, I think, are more popular than ever. I was at the Union Monday, and they were adding tables for the dinner hour. I mean, because it was so, so busy. So we're going to listen and hear some great things about the Tucson City of Gastronomy. For all those folks that are enjoying the jazz festival, they're going to have some really delicious local cuisine here. Many of the restaurants are certified by the Tucson City of Gastronomy. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Jonathan. And we're going to learn a lot more about the Tucson City of Gastronomy in just a few moments. This is Jump in Tucson, and hey, I'm your host.
Hey, Tom. This is Katie George. She's going to be one of the performers at the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Absolutely. Katie George.
Another performer from the Tucson Jazz Festival, Brian Bromberg with BPM, and Paul Brown.
All righty. We're back. It's Jump in Tucson, and we're talking about the Tucson Jazz Festival before we went on break, and we're also excited because of the number of tourists that are really going to be coming into town. And while they're here in town, they get to experience our culinary experience. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and what it means to be part of the Tucson City of Gastronomy Certified Restaurant Program. And on the phone right now is Jonathan Mabry, the Executive Director of the Tucson City of Gastronomy. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so grateful that you're on, and because the folks that are about ready to come into town and listen to some of the best jazz I can imagine with all the different groups that are going to be here. And, of course, before the event or after the event, they're going to be downtown and around the community, and they're going to want to really enjoy our culinary experiences. And I think it's heightened awareness because of the Tucson City of Gastronomy designation by the United Nations Creative Cities Program. Can you tell us a little bit about what does it mean to be a designated Tucson City or a designated City of Gastronomy?
Yeah, Tucson was the very first UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in the U.S. When it was designated in December of 2015. So we're approaching that 10-year anniversary, and it's meant a lot to the community and to the local economy.
Yeah, I absolutely, and I've been a pleasure of serving on their board of directors from the beginning under the direction of Jonathan, and actually was on the committee that was part of the selection committee of certifying the restaurants. And can you tell us a little bit what it means to be a Tucson City of Gastronomy certified restaurant in our region?
Yeah, it does not mean that you have a high Yelp rating. It's not about how popular your food is. It's recognition that your restaurant is demonstrating leadership in the culinary sector, setting great examples for other restaurants. So it's recognizing restaurants that are sourcing ingredients from local farmers and producers and using heritage ingredients on their menu consistently, keeping the food heritage of Southern Arizona alive by serving up traditional dishes consistently. It's recognition that your restaurant is taking extra good care of your employees beyond what's legally required, that your business is giving back to the community in one or more ways, that you're using practices in your operations that increase the business sustainability, reducing water use and electricity use and food waste and those sorts of things. So it's demonstrating leadership in those areas, and it's always inspiring to read the applications. They tell us what they're doing in these areas, and these are usually things that customers don't know. And we created this certification program to be a guide for both locals and for visitors from out of town to know where they can go to support local restaurants that are serving up authentic Tucson food, but also it's a guide to where they can support local restaurants that match their values, the customer's values.
Well, I think you said a couple of really key words there. The word local, because when our tourists come into town, and we have 6-7 million of those throughout the year, one of the most important questions they ask us, because we're part of the attractions industry, what is there to do but where can I eat? And they said, I want to go to a local restaurant. I do not want to go to a franchise, even though, you know, we certainly have some good franchise restaurants here. My favorite, you know, franchise is BJ's. But they're looking for local cuisine. And how many of Tucson certified restaurants do we have currently right now?
We have 56 restaurants certified across the city and outside of the city as well. So we view Southern Arizona as the area that we serve, focused on Greater Tucson, of course. But, 56 restaurants currently.
Yeah, and again, all locally owned. I have to say, having been in New Orleans and in San Antonio as a tourism leader, and I was VP of marketing and the aquarium there, and in San Antonio of Six Flags Fiesta Texas, we didn't really, as tourism leaders, we had our favorite restaurants, but we didn't have whether it would be a designation or an organization that introduced us to the restaurants in a different way. And being in Tucson now for over 25 years, the last, since 2015, I've got to know not only the restaurants, but I've got to know the chefs. And I think one of the unique characteristics of the designation of the certified restaurants is that these folks care about the community. They're engaged in the community. And I think they are reaping their rewards because of that. Because, normally when you have a tourism city, you're very fortunate to have top-notch restaurants. And in some of those typical tourism cities, these are the large chains come in, the Emeralds of the world and so on and so forth. But that's, not us. I mean, I would have to say my observation is clearly if the word celebrity means a really nice person that enjoys what they do and shares their experiences, but sharing their experiences with other chefs, I've noticed that that's what's been happening since we received that designation. The chefs are really special people, and I know you've got to know them, a lot of them.
Well, that is, you put your finger on one of the things that differentiates our food scene from other cities. In other cities, usually the top chefs are very competitive, and they're not going to share any of their secrets or help each other out when they have a staff shortage all of a sudden or equipment breaks down. But in Tucson, the chefs are very collaborative. They're friends. They help each other out. It's an amazing chef community. And that was really demonstrated right after the UNESCO designation. A whole bunch of the top chefs in town were inspired by that, and they formed a chef alliance called the Gastronomic Union of Tucson, GUT. And if you've been to a GUT dinner, you know that that's pretty much the pinnacle of culinary experiences in Tucson. And they do a series of dinners every summer when things slow down in their restaurants. But it's amazing to see how they help each other out, how they share tips, recipes, help each other out, share employees, share equipment when some chef has a crisis in their restaurant. So yeah, the collaborative chef community here really is different from most other cities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have had the pleasure through being a member of the board and part of the community, I've been to some of these wonderful events where we featured chefs and just getting to know them and the care that they take. Jonathan, I want to really thank you. I know it was quick, But, you know, when the folks are here in town, there's plenty to see and plenty to do, and certainly enjoy our local restaurants. And thank you for being the leader of the Tucson City of Gastronomy, and we appreciate everything that you have done and are continuing to doing to support our culinary experiences. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Great day.
And I would tell visitors to head on over to the Tucson City of Gastronomy website, look in the programs area, and you can find the 56 restaurants that really represent Tucson. We promote them, refer to them as local, responsible, and delicious.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan, again, and take care and have a good day, sir.
You too.
Paquito de Rivera, Vino Tinto. He'll be performing at the Tucson Jazz Festival. This is Michael Paolo, called Feeling All Right. He'll be at the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Well, welcome back. This is Tom Moulton. We are coming live to you from the studio here at KVOI, Bustos Media. And we're 10:30 a.m., and we're called The Voice. And we're having a great time today talking about the Tucson Jazz Festival, and from the 17th through the 25th. And what are the kinds of things that, while you're here in Tucson, enjoying our wonderful weather, we're 70 degrees again yesterday, the sun is shining, and so we just got off the phone with Jonathan Mabry from the Tucson City of Gastronomy, and he told us a lot about what's going on in the culinary experience here with 56, I think it was it 56 or 58, one of those. My producer is nodding his head. He does have a microphone, though. So.
I do, yes.
Thank you for providing the wonderful musical interlude between.
So if you go to the Tucson Jazz Festival website, if I may interject just a bit here, if you go to the Tucson Jazz Festival site, they do have a Spotify playlist of all the multitude of great artists they have at the Tucson Jazz Festival. You just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll get a nice little sampler playlist that you can play on Spotify. So highly recommend you check out their website, TucsonJazzFestival.org.
And don't forget about the new app they have now. You don't have to carry the pamphlet around. You can just carry your phone around, because there's multiple. I mean, I didn't count the number of folks that they're performing, but it's probably 30 or 40. It's a lot.
It's an impressive list.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're from musicians from all over the world. Now, what did you do? Because a lot of the events are in the evening. And after you had a wonderful dinner at one of our original local restaurants that are certified by the Tucson City of Gastronomy, you can go to one of the attractions or do some other things that are in town, because we are just full of lots of things to do. And this morning we have Peter Tsai, who is the founder and I guess the chief executive officer of Micro Vacations. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tom.
So glad you could be part of this 30 to 40-minute special, where we're figuring out all the things there are to do during the Tucson Jazz Festival, places where you can eat. And now you're up to tell us. Now, if a meeting planner or family were to contact you and they said, hey, we're coming to Tucson, what are we going to be able to do? Can you give us kind of your... I wouldn't say your 3-minute elevator, because we have a little bit more than 3 minutes to talk this morning, but what are the kinds of things that only you can really do while you're here in the Tucson region?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things definitely in Tucson. One of the things that that stands out is the Desert Museum. It's a very unique... I still haven't figured out why they call it a museum. It's definitely the most different type of museum I've ever been to. It's more a combination of a zoo exhibit and maybe a museum put together. But it's definitely a very unique place, and it has a lot of things, including an aquarium where you can actually pet a stingray. It's one of the interesting attractions there.
Well, yes. And I can tell you, they were in the studio last week. The outgoing executive director and the incoming executive director, Craig Yovani, is retiring after 40 years at the Desert Museum. And a brand new lady, Holly, she's coming in. And I actually saw her not too long. Yeah, I think it was yesterday at a community event. So she's here in town. And they did address that. Museum is confusing, they admit it. But they also said is that the attraction part is what helps fund all of the programming that they're doing, whether it's around the art in, or whether it's on animal conservation or botanical conservation, is that they have held true to the word, to the museum, because they do so many things out there in the community. For instance, buffalo grass was a big invasive species that came in, and it was swallowing up our land and choking the our cactuses, saguaro cactus, famous forest here. And the museum led the charge, along with the U of A, to eradicate the buffalo grass, a big fire danger. And, you know, so they maintain that museum because they want people to know that they are really a educational and scientific institution, and clearly understanding what the Sonoran Desert ecosystem is all about. And it's, you know what, Peter, it's just a lot of fun going there and seeing all the animals that live here in the Sonoran Desert.
Absolutely, it is. It's one of my favorite places to go and tell people to check out, because, like I said, it is a unique place, and it allows you to really understand, like you said, the desert environment and ecology around Tucson.
Yes, and the Sonoran Desert is uniquely us. Obviously, it's bigger than just in being in the Tucson area, but it's certainly... Now, you said you had another one that you really enjoy talking about.
Yeah, the other one I enjoy is the White Stallion Ranch, and that is truly a unique place. It's unique that, first, it's a dude ranch, which has been made very popular by the show Yellowstone and shows like that coming out, Western theme shows. But what's unique about it is you can customize your experience to the White Stallion Ranch just by, you can get in touch with me or have another event planner get in touch there. And we can customize your experience to include anything from horseback riding to lassoing to Jeep tours to, stargazing, to anything done there. So it's another unique spot to create a very customized experience.
Yes, and of course, you and I are both part of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and our goal since 1999 was to tell and show people all the different attractions that are located in our region, and we have over 100 attractions, all unique, just like the Tucson City Gastronomy. 99.5 of the attractions are locally owned and locally run, and they're also nonprofits. So they have a really strong community mission as well. And I got a couple of favorites that I'm sure you talk about, and one of them is Old Tucson. And and as you know, Peter, it reopens, and they had a successful Yuletide holiday event that took place during Christmas and New Year's, and they've taken down all of the decorations, and they are getting back to their roots with their new Western experiences, and that starts January 18th. So you're going to be able to not only enjoy the outdoors and our weather at the Desert Museum, because there's a lot of trails that you walk around and get to, and I think it's 20 plus acres, where you get a chance to see all the, pretty much all the animals, mountain lions and, snakes. And there's a big, huge reptile area, stingrays, from, certainly the Gulf. And, there's lots and lots of stuff to do, whether it's the mini time machine, or it's one of our famous world-renowned botanical gardens. We have two of them here. Any other favorites that you can think of?
Really, Tom, there's too many to mention, but you're right. The good thing is to get the SAAA passport, and in there's discounts and deals for people to just see what they like and what's theirs to do in Tucson, and it showcases the attractions that are available in Tucson. So my recommendation is just to check out the SAAA passport and see what you like.
Yeah, TucsonAttractions.com, or we have a new one called Explorer Arizona Attractions.com, because we also have some new Arizona, both located in the Phoenix area as well as Flagstaff. So we want people to stay in Arizona and enjoy all of the different attractions that are going. And we started the Book of Fun, as we call it, the handy dandy pocket guide. It's also available in a digital format. Our saying, as you know, Pete, is explore and save. It's okay to save, because we want you to go to as many attractions as you possibly can go. And again, I think it's back to that local emphasis, Peter. So in the marketplaces that you have been in, there are national attractions such as Six Flags. As you know, all my listening audience knows that I used to work for Six Flags. And, you know, we had some really exciting things to do. Were we engaged in the community much, anything like the attractions that are here in this community? No. They're just not. I mean, they're involved in the tourism community, but they're not necessarily deeply engaged like the attractions here in town. And I think probably that's just because the uniqueness of Tucson. As you know, we were part of Mexico a long time ago. Actually, it wasn't that long ago. And we have a wonderful family culture here. And I think that's what we bring to not only the restaurants, but we also bring to the attractions that are here. And, you know, we're talking about the Tucson Jazz Festival. And, you know, it's the whole package that brings people to Tucson. And when you get a chance out there with micro vacations, you're selling the whole package. So, Peter, I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing a little bit of your knowledge and the fact that you're promoting Tucson and the surrounding area every single day when you go to work. And we want to thank you for all of your efforts. And we hope you have a good day. And we hope you go to one of the Tucson Jazz Festival concerts.
All right. Well, Tom, my pleasure, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back after these sponsored messages.
And, Tom, this is Emmett Cohen, pianist with Emmett's Blues. He'll be appearing at the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Absolutely.
This is Sheila E., the headliner of the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Well, we're enjoying Sheila E. She's going to be really. So yep. I'm looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be a super show.
Quite the percussionist.
Oh, absolutely. And she's been around for a long time, and entertaining folks here. And we really are so happy to have her, and as well as she's going to perform on Saturday, January 25th. At the Fox, my favorite place, the Fox. And looks like she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on the band, and of course herself. And she's just one of, as we were talking about, the number of folks that are going to be here entertaining you during the Tucson Jazz Festival. It's the 11th anniversary show, and we're really looking forward to it. And Chris Dodge is the executive director, and he's also the artistic director, and he has put together a huge show. And now I'm going to be going to a few of them. Sheila E. is one of them, and I'm also going to the Downtown Jazz Festival, which is the free event. But they've had they've injected some different things this year, where Chef Janos Wilder on January 18th at the Rialto Theater It's called India Owens and the Cookout with special guest Chef Janos Wilder. And Janos Wilder, longtime culinary honored chef here in town. The Downtown Kitchen was his brand. And now he has a private dining area where he invites corporations and organizations can have a special dinner and a special dining room that he's put together here in Tucson. And it's what I think they call a curated chef experience. And that's Janos Wilder. And just a celebrated chef, works with all of the chefs here in our community, as we've talked about during the Tucson City of Gastronomy segment today. But when you're here in town, and we really appreciate you coming, the weather is going to be sunny, and it's maybe you might need a light jacket, but we encourage you to spend the whole day enjoying Southern Arizona. Now, you can drive to Tombstone or Bisbee or Benson and enjoy our Western heritage and our mining experiences. Douglas is full of new attractions that you'll really enjoy. It's close to Mexico, so you have a lot of influence from the Mexican community there and their restaurants and the attractions. And you know,
hey Tom, Chris Dodge, he'd like to join in the conversation, the director of the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Chris, good morning, sir.
Hey, Tom.
Listen, it's my mistake. My email thought it went to you, and it didn't. I'm so happy you were here. We've been talking about the Tucson Jazz Festival for the whole hour, and I'm so glad you're here as the executive director and artistic director. I'm going to turn the mic over to you, Chris, because I know you want to invite people to come to the shows.
I, you know what? Nothing brings me more joy than seeing people experience live music. And you don't have to be a fan of jazz to really enjoy this festival. There's something special about just the live music experience, no matter what the genre is. And I think, honestly, this genre is really accessible with the artists that we have. And it's just a wonderful way to take in a wonderful experience that brings us all together, Tom.
You know, I've been talking about all of the artists and the pamphlet that you've given me and, of course, the new app. And if you want to find out, there's so many different groups. We were trying to count them, and there's so many.
Yeah, it takes the better part of a year to put this thing together, and a lot of stuff comes together in the last minute, of course. But it's carefully curated to make sure that we have wonderful experiences all the way around. And whether you take in one event or come to our free event on Martin Luther King Jr. Day this coming Monday, or go to a restaurant and take in some great food and listen to some wonderful live local music, it's all good. It's all part of that experience that makes the festival special.
Everywhere you go from the 17th to the 25th, you're going to be surrounded by jazz music. How special is this going to be for somebody visiting Tucson?
I tell you, you know, we hear this time and time again, not only from artists that come in, people that come in, you know, our artists, let's start with that. They come in and like, wow, we had no idea, especially if they're here for the first time. We had no idea how cool Tucson is, that you guys have something special. Your community is amazing. And then we have tourists that come in that find Tucson as a destination space for the festival. And I hear it time and time again that what we do, not only as a community, but as a festival, we rank among the highest, greatest experiences that people have. And for listeners that are here, it's right here in your backyard. Just check it out. You will walk away enthralled. That's my guess.
You can get tickets at TucsonJazzFestival.org or download the app and learn more about what there is going on throughout the community. This is clearly a community event, Chris, and you've done such a wonderful job involving all the performing locations here in town. And I really appreciate that, sir, for what you've done.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. And I'm a strong believer that we are better when we're working together and we find ways to partner with so many people in our wonderful community.
Now, I don't know if we're going to get to see Chris perform. He's been known to pick up the piano or whatever and play along in the Century Room in particular. But, you know, it's a really pleasure to know you and to have you, and the 11th anniversary of the Tucson Jazz Festival from the, you know, starting Friday and going all the way through the 25th. I'm waiting for the Downtown Jazz Festival on the 20th. So that's what I've been promoting as the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. It's a huge free event. Come early. You're there from, oh boy, probably 11 to what, 6 o'clock. It's free and important.
11 to 7.
Okay. And the headliner starts at 4:30, and we're really looking forward to seeing all the jazz here in town starting on Friday. Thank you, Chris, for everything that you do, and we'll see you out there in the community.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chris. All right, folks, that was quite the show, talking about the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Again, a heck of a lineup. It stretches out over a couple of weekends. It's just a lot of great stuff. So it's not like one day and you miss it. You get there's a lot of opportunities to get in on this.
And it's been a pleasure with all the guests today, and this is a Jump in Tucson. This is what we're all about, sharing what the community is doing in celebration of the jazz music. Hope you get a chance to go to one of the concerts, or all the concerts are all available, TucsonJazzFestival.org. Tom Moulton, Jump in Tucson. We'll see you next Thursday. We're going to talk about the 100th anniversary of the Tucson Rodeo Parade. That's going to be another great show. Have a good day, sir.